South Korea is grappling with a grim reality. Suicide in recent years has become the number one cause of death among young Koreans. Earlier this month, two 16-year-old girls jumped to their deaths, leaving a note saying, "We hate school." It's just one tragedy in a country whose teenagers report the highest level of stress out of 30 developed nations. NPR's Elise Hu has more.
Students at this all-girls high school in Seoul stack their metal trays after dinner, their second school cafeteria meal of the day. Official classes went from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, but most students stay past dinner to study into the night.
Okay.
High school juniors Han Jae-kyung and Yoon So-yoon explained they'll be in a silent study hall until past 10 o'clock at night. How typical is it for students to stay this late?
Is it normal?
Yeah, in Korea. Every high school...
They spend every evening like this, rows of girls in gray sweaters with their heads down in cubicles. Their 14-hour days reflect South Korean society's relentless focus on education and specifically exam results.
The overriding impression was just a level of intensity that I had not experienced at all.
Tom Owenby spent 5 years in Seoul teaching English and AP history classes. He's now an education professor at Beloit College in Wisconsin, but his Korean experience is hard to forget.
It's not about finding your own path and finding yourself as it is about doing better than those who are around you. It's in many ways a zero-sum game for South Korean students.
That's because everything here seems to ride on a single college entrance exam, the Suneung, taken in November. It's so critical that planes are grounded on test day for fear of disturbing the kids. Results determine which universities students get into. And since there are only three colleges in the whole country considered top by future employers, the competition's fierce and the stakes sky high. Student Han Jae-kyung.
The chances of getting into a really top school are the chances of you getting hit by lightning.
It's no surprise, then, that researchers found more than half of Korean kids from 11 to 15 years old reported high levels of stress in their daily lives. That's a higher percentage of stressed-out teens than in 29 other developed nations.
It's kind of alarming, actually.
Kim Mi-suk is a researcher at the Korea Institute for Health and Social Affairs, which helped conduct the stress study.
If you young students is not happy, we cannot guarantee their happiness when they grow up. So our future would be really dark.
She links the demand for college success to a national drive to keep the economy humming.
We don't have enough natural resources. The only resources we have is human resources. So actually, everybody is equipped with higher education would be best for our country, but not good for their own self. So we have really a big dilemma.
Kim and other researchers are calling for more time for play and less test-based curricula. But watching from afar...
I'm not very optimistic about a systemic change.
Owenby says a cultural shift isn't likely.
Even if policymakers were hoping to move in that direction, there's such pressure from parents to try to give their sons, their daughters, the best educational opportunity possible. And so it becomes, in many cases, you know, what's often termed as an educational arms race.
A race to succeed so intense it can have tragic consequences. Suicide is the leading cause of death among Korean teens. And there are social side effects, too. Many parents say they chose not to have more children because supporting all the cramming simply costs too much. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.